So on Thursday we spoke about the sugya of Minei Targima. To recapitulate very briefly, what the Gemara has over here in Masechta Sukkah, you have to be careful, the Sukkah and the Zuma, two different sugyas. The Gemara speaks about how much you have to eat in order to be considered Achilas Keva, to be Chayav in Sukkah. And the Gemara is discussing over here, presumably, bread. We know that bread is what you have to eat in the Sukkah. We'll get to that later, on the first night of Sukkahs. So presumably discussing bread. What about other foods?
There's still a chair from here, and it seems like you guys were close. Is there any chance that this chair belongs here?
Yes, you took a chair, put it back, please. Thank you. You give people credit. Take something, give it back. It's a madrega. Bonsai. So, it doesn't discuss other foods. It's just not discussed over here in this Masechta. Doesn't say anything. So, this leads to a discussion in the Rush. Let's open to the Rush of Bonsai. A little Chazara from Thursday Shia. Siman Yud Gimel. The Dafka Pas, says the Rosh, of a Peri Lavoi Sukkah. Doesn't say here. No, it says it in Yuma, the fine testament base. The Kevin did who? Kachilas Aroi the Pas. Nonetheless, Rabbeinu Meir, the Marami Rutenberg, Pernizim Yilechol Peres Chutz the Sukkah. Koyasova Lahachmer Kailish is the Peri Boy Sukkah. He spoke about it at great length on Thursday. The Machloik is in Sukkah and Yuma. The Rabban is the main advocate of the fact that we should not paskin like Rava, because Rava gives an answer based on a question which doesn't exist. Remember that? The Gemara in Yuma seems to be oblivious to the Gemara in Sukkah, because the Gemara over here talks about Bola Hachmal Atzma Machmir, and the Gemara there doesn't discuss that. So the Gemara in Yuma is, I'm sorry, this sounds so harsh. It's wrong, according to the Ramban. The premise is wrong, so the answer is wrong. So therefore, the Ramban wants to pass that out. He's not trying to riff. Didn't say a word about parallel boy sukkah. The parents, in fact, do require sukkah. So my Rami and Wittenberg held that way too. Did he say it? Miki Wadin? Was it just machmer? It's not clear. Miunira de mucha chosin da filu y parallel boy sukkah. Hanik shekovea atzma lachilas parents. Ashmin de kever did who? Havek achilas aroy the pas. Aval achilas aroy the peri? Lekam and the yos. Even if peri boy sukkah, that's only if it's kavua. What do you mean? Very strange lashon. Kevin did who? Havek achilas aroy the pas. That means how we paskin. The other sheet. But the way the rush paskin. But the way the Ramban paskins, that's what the Rosh seems to be saying, even according to the Ramban, it's only Achilas Keva of Paris. We pass Achilas Keva to Paris. It's like Aroy the Pas, the Ramban that rejects that. Take a look at the Korban Asanel, Tzadi. We know that's the Chiyav Sukkah by Pas. Eino Chayev. Eladav Kashiyoko Derek Kvirs. Whoa, a whole new story. He throws in a new wrinkle, a new monkey wrench, the korban asana. Koveat v'achila doesn't mean you have more than a kibetza. No. More than a kibetza this year for pas. For Paris? You need to require it? Oh, you sit down for a whole meal, a whole pile of fruit, a pile to the ceiling. Then and only then would you be chayiv in sukkah. Alpha pishu shir kvias means even if it's a it's more than a kibetza. Came in the peri lekamandos. Came pirishu abach. Bogan Avram simitar latziv konvav. Not so clear that the Mamar really holds that way. So on Thursday at length, the custom shav v'lamen came in amina b'yumet afayin tes achilas aroy in achilas keva lo. Okay, the Mamar Avram suggested that many popes can hold. We'll see the Mishnah Berurah soon. That in fact he rejects that at the end of the day and holds based on the kashi as in the Gemara, that at the end of the day, achilas aroi of peres is up to a kibetza. Once you go past the kibetza, then you would have to sit in the sukkah, according to that man the yomar. Then the Mogadol, if you remember what he says, it doesn't matter for us, we pass in peres. Never requires sukkah, you can have 10,000 peres, still not chayim sukkah. Nafka mina for us, mina tagima, that's where the rub hits the road. That's where it comes to lemais, to lemais. If you have mina tagimah, we pass in means mezonos, we'll see, or something, basav and dogim. How much? More than the kibetza? Well, no, forget about that. Only a much bigger shear. So the Mogadol of Rome's own conclusion is subject to dispute. And the, we'll see in Mishnah Berurah, he holds that the Magen Rav himself, based on his kasha, holds even more than a kibetza is already enough to be mechayev you in whatever it happens to be, if it's boss of the dogim, if it's mezainus. Whereas the other poskim, and that's such a simple pshat in the Shulchan Aruch, says no, you have to have a whole ton of these, not enough. As the Magen Rav says, if that's the case, it's the same as pas. Right? He himself always has to be the same as pas, because of a kasha in the Gemara. And we'll discuss that maybe tomorrow. I'm trying to get back into the swing of the sugi. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. So here we have this machlokas gedolei poskim. What do we do lahalacha lemaisa? Rabbeinu Peretz. Oh, shtiyas yayin is aroi. Rabbeinu Peretz says, dafka peri leboi sukkah. Av abosu gvina, shadvam, chutz mi peri boi sukkah. How do you know? Im hish nevim mina tagim meyotza. Mina tagim is basar, so he claims. Urahan yibu ashlama shram yinah. Boy sukkah with loka Rashi Shapir Shemitagim Ahino Peri the Peri lo boy sukkah lo mahani bashlama adkat. See, there's how many levels we have. Pass. That's chazer again. The highest is pass. Then comes what?
Mishimine.
Then comes chamisha saminim. Right, we haven't even got to there yet. I'm sorry, you jumped. You're right, but I didn't get to yet. Uto sefta. Thank you. Perakesim levaruch and Tanya. Stop. Let's chazen now the madrigas. The highest madrigas, what? Rabosa, come on, help me out.
Pass.
Next madrigas, chamesha saminim. Next madrigas, bosa medogim. Next madrigas, peris. Right? It's machlokes man all. You name it, it's a machlokes. Ramban paskins, even Paris boy sukkah. That's pshat. That the Shulchan Aruch rejects. Complete. Okay. Rabbeinu Peretz says that basu gvina requires sukkah. It's gvina tagim. The Rosh says no, only chamesh esaminim require a sukkah. And there may be somebody out there, I'm not identifying it right now, maybe somebody out there says, no. The only time Mechayev and Sukkah is a case of pas, or the equivalent, when you have to bench. Because you know, if you have enough pas of a kiss, gentlemen, everyone knows this then, if you're not in school, if you have a whole box of cookies, you have to bench. We spoke about that a little earlier. She has three kibbutzim and four kibbutzim, or like I told you, that the way Mishnah Berurah passes, it has to be the sheer bulk of the Erev. For us, it means so, did you measure? You're supposed to come in with a measure. How much you eat for supper on Thursday night? No one took a measurement.
I
need supper. Okay, you need supper. No one measured. See, tonight, measure how much you eat for supper. Measure in terms of, you know, how many cups it is. 8 ounce cups or whatever you want. See tomorrow what you come up with. Halacha l'maaseh, gotta know. Okay, fine. Ad kan, a brief chazar. Everyone with me so far? Who has the Mishnah Berurah in his hand right now? Raise your hand. Who has the Mishnah Berurah? Everybody has Mishnah Berurah. Baruch Hashem. So now, now that everyone's already equipped, we'll open that. Until now, I've been very hesitant. Not everybody had it. If you all have it either in your hand or on your screen, I'm ready to be more vigilant. Because osios machkimos, if you see it inside, according to Rabbi Penner, if you see it inside on the piece of paper, it's more than if you see it on a screen. So he said, is it true?
Yes. Science says
it's true. It's true. I think it's true. So that's why. That's right. You retain it better if you see it in paper. Good. So let's take a look together then. Siman Tov Resh Lamed Tes. Both sides. Sif Beis. Ochlin v'sholsin v'sheinim v'sukkah kol shiva b'yom alayla. Fine. Ein v'shein l'chus v'sukkah afilu ach shnas shenas aroi. Why? Two opinions. Either it's going to lead to shenas kava, or even you sleep for 1 second, it can refresh you. Everyone knows that's true in real life. I tell you from personal experience. You fall asleep for a second, you feel a little refreshed. Okay. Avamut alecha lachilas roi chutz sukkah. Kam achilas roi. Kebeitza mipas. It's posh pshat in the Gemara, but we saw all the Rishonim say that way. Right? Kedutom. Oh, the Kala. Remember the two Girsos, Bitsi or Bei, right? And it tells us all the same thing, because the base of Leah holds a Kebeitza. Well, fine. Umut lishtos yimayim v'yayin v'lechot peris v'afilukov alayu chutz sukkah. Passing against the Rabbah. Next, u'mishamach mir al asma v'lo yishta chutz sukkah afilu mayim. It's a meshubach. Okay, very nice to be machmir. Okay, it's very good. Based on the Mishnah, v'tashal ha'osim mechamesh esamim im kovei alav choshev kevah v'tzorach sukkah. Who said so? Rosh based on the Tosefta and Brachos. Minatagima means you make a bar mina mezonos. Okay. Not found in Shas, this is the rush based on an inference. We'll see, that inference is not necessarily 100% mukhwach. Okay, now we'll see what the words mean. Im kovelav. What do those words mean? Mishnah Brura Tesvav. Rotzalom. Sh'ochlim b'chabura. Oh, a whole bunch of guys get together. Oh, sh'ochashir choshuv sh'koveah sudasul bezet. A whole big amount. Doesn't say how much. I have the Dirsh Mishnah Brewer. He wants to throw in 3 kibbutzim, 4 kibbutzim, because that's enough to mention if it happens to be pasabah be kisnin. And some say suda kavua regilim shachas v'yarvis. That's I just told you that myself. Rosh Shkivat the Dirshu footnote 19. But he doesn't tell you over here. What about a tafshil? The mechaber doesn't talk about a pasabah be kisnin. Talk about a tafshil. What's a tavshil? Pasta, you know, hot cereal, cold cereals, all cooked items which are made for chamesh aminim. They don't have tzuras pas. You eat till doomsday, you're not going to have a bench. So what's the shia there? Doesn't say beferish. Doesn't say. Okay. And it's not completely clear that kvias means 3 or 4 beitzim either. That's what the dirshu says. But even who says he's right? Maybe he's not right. Not completely clear. Okay. That's what that's Pashup Shat in the Mechaba. I agree. It's hard to read otherwise. He says over here, what does he say? Im Kovea Olav. Choshev Kevin. What do you mean Kovea Olav? So you have to have something more. I'm going to Rabbi Shik Shalzeh. It's a Kash from the Gemara. Again, tomorrow, I believe that. Vedato the Dino Mamash Kemo Pas. Yosem Mikabetza Mahat Chayev Vesukah. Who said that's Shat Mogan Avram? Lamed Vav in the bottom. Kain Muchach Lama Ayin B'Mogan Avram Kain Hetik Eli Rabba Rabbi Kivege. Yeah, Agrashas. That means the Alta Lubav Shereb and Lubush Yisrael. The Lok Pri Megodim. Pri Megodim read the. He's not the only one. Yad Ephraim too. Where the Mogan Avram the opposite. Okay, but we did that a little bit on Thursday. Put you go look it up. Fine, good, right. Fine. That's what it says. Let's go further. Och and then the Varach Leisha Besuka, Das Achronin, then the Varach Rak Sheyikba Olav Suda, which the cost of the Shulchan Aruch. That even those who hold like the Magen Avraham will agree that to make a bracha, you better not do it. I hold it's just a machlokes, not that the Magen Avraham would hold that way. The Magen Avraham would say you make a Leisha Besuka because you're chayv, but since we're not sure who to pass Kenak. Like the Mogan Avraham or like the Mechaber, let's put it that way. So we don't know. We're machmer in both ends. We're machmer to eat it in the sukkah. We're machmer not to make a bracha. The assumption of this Mishnah Brewer, most poskim hold, to make a bracha on food, it's only the food that you're required to eat in the sukkah. You're talking about drink water in the sukkah. You don't make leishim in the sukkah. That is our minute. Now, you notice that basa and dogger and gvina didn't make the cut. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch in either direction. Peiris, it says Beferish, we pass in Potter against the Rambam. Tavshish Ramesh Shemin, we pass in Chayav like the Rosh. But so the dog was just missing. It doesn't say. What are you doing? It doesn't say. It says the Mishnah Berurah. Da'od, the Iskima Kamachronin. The Nochol, the Hachman, the Lechol, Bosta, the Dog, and the Gvina Chutz Asukah. Then he adds, Pedavka Bekvius, Ava Shalom Bekvius, Ein the Hachman, Klau. Okay, I assume when he means a kvias over here, he means a real kvias. not just a little bit. Meaning not just a little more than a kibetz. Here, the Mogen Avraham says it's a nafkamina for Midat HaGimel. So the Mogen Avraham, if we would hold that Midat HaGimel is Mosav Medogim, and Gmina presumably would hold that even not a kvius, but that would be a double chumra. One at the Mogen Avraham, which most posts disagree with, the Mechava seems to be against him, and two, to even include Bostam Gvina Midat HaGimel. It's a svek svek alahakal. That's what it seems to be the psak of the Mishnah Brura, and he's quoting the Banaf. Doesn't say who he's quoting. Then he says it still shouldn't make a bracha. Why not? According to many posts, can be shown that we saw, such as the Rush, only Shaminim, not Basar, Dogim, and Gavim. Any questions so far? Yes?
It would seem like a contradiction. The whole point of Sukkah is Simcha. And Simcha is defined as Yayin, Basar,
and Yayin, right. How can it be? That's a very good question. Basar and Yayin are the way we fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha. Excellent. But Simcha is one thing. And Achilas Keva is another thing. It could be Simcha Dik, mead and wine. It's not called Achilas Keva. And we saw before in the Mishnah, the Ochlan of Shos Naroi Chutz Sukkah, which means it's always not Keva. You put them in Sukkah, even though it's Simcha Siyantim. You're talking like a Hasidic Yid. How can you not have it in the Sukkah, your meat and your wine? I'm with you all the way.
You can go so far as saying learning the Sukkah.
We'll get to that. That's on the Maram HaKomis. We'll try and get this. We'll go slowly. The Maram HaKomis you have today, enough to last until Sukkahs. That's it, no more. I mean, I have to finalize it, but that's it. So I don't think it's going to do this in one day. Yeah?
How's it spending with our Lechim of Kiddush and Shabbos? You said that in Kiddush Shabbos, welcome to.
Very good. Excellent. That's going to be relevant to our discussion too. In a few minutes, be patient. A few minutes, we're going to come to your word. Mamish, a few minutes. Okay? So just be a little bit patient. A little bit patient. Okay, fine. This Rebosai is what the Poskim say. Is there anybody who has a different view, who argues with the Mechaber? So I saw an interesting quotation from the Balamor. The Baal HaMor. Now, the Baal HaMor, we saw the Baal HaMor over here. He has a taina against the Rif. The Baal HaMor himself holds that Paris low boy sukkah. Why did the Rif leave it out? Okay, see, he holds like the mainstream view. That's fine. Okay, but there is a Baal HaMor. There's some kind of Baal HaMor which they quote. And I'm very grateful to this sefer I read on the plane. This is very ridiculous sefer. Hilchos Chag B'Chag, little to fit in my pocket. But packs a wall of the sefer by Rabbi Moshe Mordechai Karp, one of the big rabbanim from Kiryat Sefer. It's 25 years old. Yerushalayim Tavshin Nun Beis. Hasn't lost its luster, as far as I'm concerned. It's a terrific sefer. So here on page Lamed, I'm just giving you page numbers if you want to get your hands on it. He discusses things. He says, I read you his words. Uberaza psochim, sol perkel dvorim, vavur. The mina tagima, kol shein vavurach of achra pircha samazin, ein aton bracha. Whoa. That means you need, quotes a chida, that you need kvir suda, kashir pircha samazin. Kashir pircha samazin, Rabbi Osai. That's great. But you and I know that the only time you should make birchas hamazon is when on its source of pas of Abakistan. What will be in a situation where it lacks source of pas? It's not completely clear what the din would be. But we don't know. He quotes again the Mogen Avraham, the way most poskim hold pshat, that even a little more than kibetz would be chayiv. Most other Poskim disagree with him. He has a kasha in the Gemara. We entered it on Thursday. He gives a list of people who enter a list. You want to add your name to the list? Eliyahu Rabbah, Big Day Yesha, Nahar Sholem, Yeshua Siakov, and Bikuriak. Five Gedolim. All answered the kasha of the Mogen Avraham. If you recall from the Gemara, I'm not going to that prat now, to the end of tomorrow. So So therefore, the poskim say l'hachshimachach the rabbi chatchila, you don't take a beitza of meat tagima. You don't make a bracha on chamesh minim unless you eat it derech keva kiloshona tuvah shulchanach. Fine. I think what's the raza? Now to find the raza, it's going to be a bit of a challenge. I'll share the words. Let's see. Make it bigger. Everyone sees it now? Big enough?
Yeah.
Okay. There we go. Perek Eil Dvarim talks about Simchas Yom Tov. What he says. Watch. Talks about a certain kind of a quote fast. Halavai, which is such fast. What does it mean? He's busy. He eats Paris. It's called a fast. You call it Eichmer fast. He's eating fast. He's eating Paris. Mina Tagima. What does that mean, Mina Tagima? Dvarim She'ein Tunin Sholosh Brachos Achrayim. The ain tunin sukkah. Stop. That's the one line. Middle of nowhere. It's the middle. He's not discussing this topic. He threw in a line like this. He's a bucky b'kol rishonim. He found this line. He understands this line to me that the only time you make a yichayv sukkah and mina tagima is when ton sholosh brachos. That's very nice, but let's assume the shiur is arba beitzim, just to pick a number. But it's only going to chew of arba beitzim if it happens to us pass. Cookies, cake. You can have arba beitzim worth of pasta, and you're still not going to wash the bench. So, what would you say it's chayv sukkah or not? My initial read is no. He's a stickler about the The only time you have sukkah, you have to bench. If it's bread, so I would say it's kazayis. No, it's a little bit more than a beitzim. If it's possible with kistin, then it's three beitzim, four beitzim. Well, tomorrow you're going to be a shiur of 10 beitzim. How much you eat for supper? According to the Gra and others, whatever you tell me. But if it's pasta, you ever see his pasta plates? Doesn't matter. You're not going to wash the bench over it. Or maybe no. Maybe it means if you have that amount, even though you're not going to, it's that's the measurement, but doesn't have to actually have a washing the bench. I'm not sure. He assumes the second way. I believe in the safer. I'm not sure he's right. Okay, just want to give this Maram Makom where I got it from. This is a lot of new Maram Makomas that I picked up on the airplane. Airplanes are good places. No phones don't ring. You know, it's a good place to learn. Okay? Rabbi Osa, let's go further. So, if you recall, we said we're going to talk about Pasa Bobakistan. Right? Let's talk about it right now. Because it's not found anywhere. Not found in Shulchan Aruch. So, he talked about Tavshal. It means pasta, cereal. So, Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkaton, Tezai. You say, I told you on Thursday, we'll get to it. And now we're getting to it. Let's read together. Watch this. Sivkot Zion is going on what? Vikovea on Tavshel Shel Chamesh Saminim. Fine. By the way, there's an important Sharatzian. Lamed Ches. He says, if you have Bosu V'dogim, you should not eat Chutz HaSukkah. In B'kviyas. Again, Dafka B'kviyas. And you should make a bracha. I'm not clear. Does everybody hold that way? Because the Magen Avraham said, as we said, that this is whatever. I'm not sure. Maybe the Magen Avraham himself would say it's worth nogel hakmer on bus dogam kvira even without a major kvira. It's just more than a kibetza. The same as the old when it comes to mina tagima. I mean, that's what he says. If this is mina tagima, but maybe Paris. Chai Adam had the Chum Rezu Gamani not Paris Mekvius because he's worried about who Shita Rabbah said the Ramban the Rif. V'nochilo atakni mivnei shebederech hachayim Shari Tshuva, she gets Radim, Mekilim is that, Ayin Shom. But they hold no, Paris is the Shitas Yochid. I want to call it Riffin Rabbana, that's Nishka Yochid. But that's what he says. Fine. Let's go back now to Tez Zayin. Watch this. What does Rosh Hashanah say?
It says we don't have a concept of being close to the Ambasar and Kvina itself.
Yeah,
there.
You don't?
Yeah, and he says that.
That's a Navardic in 120 years ago. In America today? Mais and Mechoyom.
Yeah?
What? People sit down to a meal of meat and fish and cheese? That's, they serve you. Who washes? Rabosai, who washes here during the week? You do? These days people go from Shabbos to Shabbos without washing.
Well, I never wash them. Like, otherwise, like, I'll go days without washing.
Yeah, I can go from, well, my wife gives me a sandwich in the yeshiva, but if I'm in, let's say I was in camp for all those weeks, let's go from Shabbos to Shabbos and gain too much weight anyway. But, you don't wash nowadays. A generation or two ago, two generations ago, when we sat onto the table, you washed the bread, as they used to call it. That's the generation above me. You washed the bread. That was standard. Every meal, two times a day, three times. Now, people have a fish meal, a meat meal, a cheese meal. That's it, come on. So that's a push. I'm going to come to that a little later. Aruch Hashem was living in Navarre. They couldn't afford any meat, couldn't afford any fish, couldn't afford any cheese. Bread. So that, bread. Okay. Okay, fine. Let's go back to Tezayin Mishnah Berurah. Kosset Mama Mordechai. Mishachal Pasa Babakistin Mishachas to Petocha Coffee. Dunkin' Donuts, Rebosa. Dunkin' Donuts when I turn me nine. But first, Mishnah Berurah. Dunkin' Donuts. Kamosha Nogam Kolomos Hashana. Alpha Pish Eina Baruch Hamotzi. Kamen Shaina Ocha Kshish Devonan the Kvala. The Komakom. Boy Sukkah. She Kovea Sutta. So Ola. Vechain Nogal the Baruch Alel Eishin Vesukkah. Ayin Shop. Okay. This is the morning coffee with your donuts. That's what he says. Nogam Milsa the Shikha. To a din, I feel below she has coffee. Came in the cover, Suda al Paskistan. Guys are Danish in the morning. No coffee. Some people, that's their whole breakfast. They're Danish, no? Emes? Danish, they are. They run, they grab a Danish and they run. Emes? Still true? If you low cover, Suda al love, Rakshach Yosef Mika Beitza, Yesh Deos Ben Achronim, Im Tzorach Levarach Leshim Basuka. Wait a second. What do you mean? According to the Magen Avraham, the Pashtus, you should certainly make a Leishan Basukah. He holds even any Mina Tagima, you have more than the Kabetz. It means according to the other Poskim, the Mechaber, who argues with the Magen Avraham Kipshuto, we saw earlier, and he says, the Mechaber holds, you have to have a ton. But what about Pasa Bobakistan? Maybe Pasa Bobakistan is unique, because why? It can lead to benching. It's a higher level. Okay, a higher level. Ayin Shari Tshuva. Shekosav. V'nin Shabbos v'yom t'ma boker k'shem mekadesh. You'll say, you'll avert. V'yom chel paskis t'ma mokom suha. Av shachakach holuch l'chutz l'kabu p'nei rabo v'chadome nimshach kama shos atzman suda. L'chu le'almo yochol avarech l'eshev basuka. The cave on Shochalosa, but Torah Suka, Patrikh the Kiddush, Shapir Domish Yvarich Birchasuka, the Machshafto Mashvile Keva, Ubechol, Ein Kedai Levarich, on Paskistan, if you don't have, a lot. The Suffolk Brochas Lokal, Ochini says, Minaga Olam, Levarich Apachol. The Minaga Olam is that even though, presumably, when it comes to Tavshel Shechamesh Saminim, I repeat, Tavshel Shechamesh Saminim, we saw earlier in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotin Tes Vav, you don't make a Leisha Basuka, that's a Kaveh Suda Mamish, like, however that's defined, and the Minig is that way. He never said differently. Here, somehow, what they say, let him eat cake. You didn't love cake. When it comes to cake, there's the minig arose. As long as you have more than the kibbutz of cookies or cake or Danish, you make leisha b'sukkah. That's the shaila. Ukedeli notza mechashash brocha levatola yireh shelo lotes miyad achar achiloso rak lasheves shom zman ma v'chavin b'shas brechoso leisha b'sukkah alo achilo v'al hayeshiva shachaze. Wow, an amazing chiddush. An amazing chiddush. Have kavana for both. Kavana for both. There are both sides. Let's get this straight. Some Rishonim hold that you walk into a sukkah, you make a bracha. Leishim b'sukkah. We have a custom, which we'll get to. The sources, it's on the Mar Makomas. We only make a bracha when we eat. Jews love to eat, right? And we'll see later reasons of more than that. Just Yiddish folklore. Why do we make a bracha only when we eat? Okay, that's Minig Yisrael when we eat. That's how we. So he's saying, but here, what you're eating is not enough. Because it's only possible for Kisnin, only one Danish. One Danish caught the many, it's more than a kibetza. It's big Danish, big outsized cookies. Yeah, more than a kibetza. But it's not a sheer kriya suda. So to play it safe, what do? You sit in the sukkah after you finish this Danish. You have in mind the bracha should go not only on the Danish itself, but on the sitting in the sukkah as well. That's the psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the psak. Okay. Now, the question, of course, becomes this Nagul Levarech. Not completely clear whether a person should do it. Let's take a look at Rabosai in the Shara Tshuva. Let's have to look at Shara Tshuva. Let's take a look. Okay. Pas. It's called here Ches in my edition. Shara Tshuva is for your information, the Shara Tshuva has different sifkotins in different editions. Some count them up. Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Others link it to the Bar Hetev. It's always going to Bar Hetev. Say, so, Avi, Ches, I'm Bar Hetev. What's Bar Hetev? Ches, okay. I'm Machzik Brocha, Sheveis, Rav Liel, the Pas, Goma, Bilin, Yin, Brocha, okay. L'chein Kosev, V'lali, Rishona, L'yotsu, Yim, Pas, Kistin. L'choyev, Shalomar, came in the Kazayas Achilas Aroy. I feel like he will be able to show the Mashal Kev. We're not going to that right now. Okay, who I did? In Pas Kistin. The Mahani Bey Kvirs, the Nibracha, would like to be shown the Mashal Kev. Okay. If Shaloma, the Dafka, the Nibracha, Pas Gomer, at the Butzle Shurish, and Makabetz, the Mahani Chiv, the Mashal Kev. The Shaken, Hechasha Grius, Mitzad Alechem, and Achilas Kev, Philip Kabetz of Yosef. The male of the law, Mahani Chi of Sukkot, the Lavish Shon, the Meshul, the Kevel, the Lechem Zeh, Shein Derech Lechel, Lechem Kizal Kva. We'll be called Mako. Hechad, the Rebbe's Kova, Lechem Zeh, the Bechai Gavna, Bani, the Brocha, Afi Machzik Brocha, the Bechai Gavna, Shap Yosei Chavos, the Lavish Shon, the Gam Kain, Tzorachim. That's the question of the first night of Sukkot, whether you can be Yotze with a whole ton of cookies. Okay. That's what he says. Oh. Hold on a second, please. I was reading the wrong Shari Tshuva. Apologize. Sifkot Nei. Well, that gives a taste of coming attractions. Sifkot Nei. Okay. So you can have Paris. I am Bar Hetev. I am Ginnis Verodim, Klal Dalat Simon Vav. The Pas Kistin, Yesh Lach Shivu, Kepas Gomez. That cake is like bread. The Av Shiochlena Derech Aroi, Kame Shachon Kashir Yosemi Kabetza, Yavon. This seems to be the minhag olam. Tavshil osim heiminim and shlchay v'besukah afilu ba'achila derech haroy ach lo yevarech al asukah lo shalach v'kvias because the machlokes u'basuk v'ina v'chay beitz v'yotzei behem kamehem tzvich v'sukah ach lo yevarech lo choshtar turza u'peres yipata yim v'kvias yon mimachmir don't make a brach ad kan. Okay, so for those who hold Rabosai that Pasuk Boba Kistin is treated like bread insofar as they have more than a kibetza, you even make a bracha. That's the reason of Minig Olam, to which the Mishnah Berurah refers. Fine. Okay. Let's go further. Machzik bracha kosev. The das hachokam al Rambam. Tzorach pas mamash osu mikabetza. I will pass above bekistin. Fil ocha yosu mikabetza. Havikaroi the pas. Atche yikva sudas olem. Ken yosatov shalom. The lawyer, he quotes Gedolim, Beretz Yisrael, to him, lawyer of Aruch and a pasim of a kissin, for the Yosef Mikra Beitza. That's talking about during the week. What about Kiddush, Yovar? Uvim Dino say, no nagar of all in the Yomit of the Shabbos, the Kaddish, Alech 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 Kiddush Pas Kistin, Malkum Suda, then they go to the outside again, go play Rabbam, a few hours till the Suda. Uvim Varuch and Mishas Kiddush Beruch HaSukkah, that's okay. Ice Pas Kistin, Suda, Tzricha, the Kiddush, Shabbatani, Brichas Machshav, to Mashal Ekeva. Has it more than a Kabetza? Okay. But Bechol? Yeah. The minute to make a bracha, I'll pass Kistin. Yeish Loch, that's a Machshav. Not to do it. And he says, with the Mishnah Berurah quotes, Him ain't that lots of miyad, the Shevis Shom's man ma, Shabbat Dom, the Verch, the Brocha Gam, Ali Yeshiva, the Shinogu, the Verch, Mishah Zachila. Kein Bachilas Pas Kistin Sagi. That's what he says. Amazing. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting primarily from the Shari Shuv over here in Siv Katan Hey. Fine. Does everyone agree to this? Is this accepted for sure? Let's ask another question. Why would you sit there later? I wasn't seeing when I ate the cake. If leisure v'sukkah can be made, quote other Rishonim, just on sitting there without eating anything, why must I sit there later? I sat there while I was eating. So the Mefarshim explained that while I was eating, you know, people have the they start salivating. All they think about is food. When a person's eating, nothing else comes to his mind. So while you're eating, Rabbi, you're only thinking about the food. Although you're sitting down in the sukkah, that's not your main kavanah. You can't make a bracha. But you make a purposeful decision to sit a little bit after you finish the food. On that, you're able to make a bracha. Yes, sir.
Then you should sit first. Mitzvah
Boliyah. Very good question. We'll see you soon. Ramesh, we have gedolim here. Everyone's questions are good. Let's go slow. Fine.
Let's see
Sopak out for the moment. We'll talk about it. So this question, again, the same beautiful sefer called the Halchas Chag B'Chag, two pages later, page Lamed Beis, he quotes this Shari Tshuva, Mishnah Berurah. He doesn't understand what's going on over here. Doesn't understand it. Sarach Le'ian Tuva. Mayolim Yishes Man Muat Dachar Achila. Hold the Ike Knisaso, the Tzorach Aroi. Number one. He only wanted to eat. And we consider Paskis the Danish as Aroi. Number two. Shia Muetes? He thought, what is the Lashon used? Shishashem Zman Ma, Zman Muat. That's not enough. Why? Luchuli Avaloch Hashia Veikov. We'll get to it later. Rabbi said, who wants to translate the word Leshe Basukha? Or Basukha's Teshu Shiva Shem? Give me a translation of Teshu.
Dwell,
not sit. Dwell. But if you're there for a minute, 5 minutes, that's not called a dwelling. Right? They say, Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Megor Yavav. He lived there for years. Okay. He doesn't understand. And also, your question. Yesh Lochosh Lehefsik Bein HaBrocha Lachila. Hashia is later on. Wow. So he has a chap. I love his original chaps. Listen to this chap. I haven't seen my makomas yet. Rabbo said, our meaning, if you take stop in a chalamite sukkah, you sit and you have bread. What do you make first, Rabbo said? Hamotzi or Leisha Basukkah? Forgot since last year? What do you make first? Hamotzi or Leisha Basukkah? What? Amotzi, Amad, Amotzi. That's the rush. The Maram said Faker. Maram said, first make Leisha Basukah, then Amotzi. Says Rabbi Karp, Shlita, as follows. No one believes me. You don't believe me. So, obviously, you didn't see the Maram comments yet. Let's just take a look, since you have a Shulchan Aruch open in front of you, just quick, a quick look to Tuf Resh Mem Gimel. Just very, very briefly. Very brief. Tuf Resh Mem Gimel, Siv Gimel. Bishayomim Mavarach Al HaSukkah Kol Nebirchas Emotzi. Huh? Against what you all said. Says the Mechaber. But when Noah Mavarach Al HaSukkah Aga Birchas Emotzi Kol Nebirchas Emotzi. Oh, so Baruch Hashem. You all reflected the Minig Olam. Says the Bicarp. Now you're in this pinch of Paskisnin. Follow the first opinion. The Maram. What do you gain by that? Listen to what he says. Watch. Look what he says. Why? Where'd the Maram get it from? From the Gemara. Nichnas Leishiv. That's the din. But we have different, we only make a bracha on achila. But in our case, watch this. Kol atam shemavarachin mishem mashiach shalach areo. V'chagav na mavarach al mizonos leishiv v'sukkah. L'chuleyama roi levarach kodem leishiv. V'chakach boramin mizonos. Now here's your word. Listen. V'yichavin ala shehiya shi b'shas ha-bracha atzim lach areo. Not the shi at the end, the shi at the beginning. V'nitzalnu b'zeh mechakam mechashash hefsek. Kein nirli nocho, v'chein hiske mori v'rabi, bal haderech emuna shlita. Who's that? Who's that? No one knows? Bal, the author of the sefer derech emuna. Chaim Kanievsky. Famous name. He was famous 25 years ago also. But he referred to him as bal derech emuna, because that's his sefer on Zeroy. So Chaim Kanievsky is masking to his idea. Wow. He's the Chazanish did that way. His uncle. Wow. The Maya said, no one knows. It's a great original chap. I've never heard anyone do it in real life, but it's one to bring you. The safe, I gotta tell you what he says. It's a very original thought. An original thought. Okay, fine.
Why don't we do it?
Sorry?
Why shouldn't we do it like that?
I don't know why. We don't do it. We don't do new things. But his question is a good question. Certainly, question is a good question. No doubt about it. No doubt, it's a good question. So now, Rabosai, halacha lemaisa. I want to show you in one of the tshuvas recently that takes note of the fact that times have changed and habits have changed. Okay, Rabosai, I'm going to show you a tshuva.
You know,
it
posed an interesting question. In young Israel in L.A., when you come in during sukkahs, you go through the back, through the sukkah. Should you, when you go to shul for sit in the sukkah,
That's a Kapandria question. We're not going to go into Kapandria right now. Let's see if we can find this, if we have the right. Here we go. Whoa. Let's see if somewhere here you're supposed to make reference to the fact that things have changed. Here we are. Close to Mishnah Brura. Watch this. In the Eagle Chi of Sukkah near Poshet, the Nochon Lahachim is there. Different story. Oh, here's the line. Ubifrat bizmanenu Shaharbe anashim regilim nekvoa sudas tzorayim below klas klal v'duk. Tzorayim? People now do erev avokum v'tzorayim without pass. This is written 25 years ago. He throws in the svara. He throws in the svara. So, since...
What does he use it for?
That we should no, not make a bracha. We shouldn't have, the way I read it, he's saying that you should have basa, v'dogam, v'gvida in the sukkah. That's what I think is going on. Not Paris. He says Paris is different. Okay. He wants to suggest, watch what he says. Watch this. Tapuche adama v'dogim, kerduma shakov v'leom, Chas v'sholem lahokel. Chas v'sholem. Hey, Rabbi Sternbach knows how to use these words. Chas v'sholem lahokel. Afilu dasa mekilin. Hayom anogu lochel mekfiris en lochel klal. People sit down to a lunch meal and supper. What's the name? Fish and chips. They got it right? I said it right? Potatoes with fish. That's the whole meal. That's the meal. And he says, fruits is sweet, but potatoes? So if you had a even without bread, it's more than Paris. I think he's right. So once I didn't know about this tshuva. I'm not sure. Can you figure out when this was printed? Tshuva's another chelik aleph. I think it's printed. It's erupted. It's easy. He's written, I think, six of them already. I think maybe so. It's probably must be 25 years. I'm guessing. Let me know. So I'll quote another sefer. My own sefer, for Baruch Shekivanti. I didn't know about this. This is what I wrote here about sukkah comes. We learned sukkah in yeshiva last 20 years ago. Mamish 20 years ago. Doesn't say. Okay, I believe he preceded me. I just didn't know about it. I probably would have quoted it. I wrote about this too. I'll quote myself. Okay. Watch. Bizmanenu, basa v'dogim chamurim yosim yipas kisnin. We just saw that we saw the Ginas Haradim and the Pas Kisnin. Oh, that's the highest madrig. But I threw in another vort. Which Alan Rav Sternbach said it beferish, but I think it's a very, very important point. It goes back to Rishon. To Rishon. Take a look at Bir Alocha, Rabosai. The Masr of Yayin. Torah Fresh Lamates, Bialocha, the Masr of Yayin. Okay? So he goes through we discussed a little bit on, I think on Thursday. Yayin, the Machloikis, basically, or half of Shas, to the very, very end. It's a long, long piece. Look what he says, quotes a Ritva. But, I think I mentioned this on Thursday, I'm pretty sure. The Tana Godel Gedvarai, the one can be chayav. Ritzah bechidusha, kosa behedya, the shtiyas yayin revias choshev keva, ayin sham. Why? Let's take a look. If he quotes a ritva, let's not just rely on secondary sources. Let's look at the primary source. See what the ritva says. Find the ritva first. Let's see. No, it's not here. Ochlin Arroy. Either this one. Where's the Ritva, Rav Osar? Where is the Ritva? I think it's on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. Why did I miss the first star? Let's try the first.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
One second, hold on. See, but I think I saw it myself, my own eyes. Hold on a second. What can I find? Not here.
Go.
I passed it. Today reviews. Okay, but now, watch this. I was smart enough to remember to bring my Ritva. Because if you don't have it with you, it's no good. Listen to the words of the Ritva carefully, Rabbi Osai.
Where is this?
Hold on, I'll tell you exactly where it is. Watch this. Right at the beginning. This one liner. Ochel v'sholos arayichot tzukah. Pirish. Watch this. Shekein adam ochel achiles aroy chutz lebeso. This is the definition. According to the Ritva, it was one of the Gedolei Rishonim. How do you define aroy versus keva? Look at Mishnah Berurah quotes it. Open up to the Mishnah Berurah over here. Sif Cotton, Yud Beis. Come on, Rabbi Osai, show. Yud Beis. Look. Tarlat, Yud Beis. Achilas Aroy, Zalachoshiv Chayva Besukah. The Af Bebeso Motri Shaochal Aroy Chutz Bebeso. That's the definition. What you normally eat, and at the bottom it says Ran Veritva. I showed you the Ritva. Is there a Ron? Is it the same thing? Yeah.
Is it normal to drink less than a reviews of wine, like on the go or not in your house?
Oh, so I think you are completely correct. The definition of what do you eat and drink on the go? Rabbo say Lanias Daiti. So I wrote over here. Let me ask you a question, okay? I want you to give me an honest answer. What are people today more likely to eat on the go? A Danish or a piece of meat? Is there a shiloh about this?
Yeah.
What?
The meat in a sandwich.
But people walk around the street with it.
Every time I go on a trip, everybody starts snack sandwich. Actually, in camp, everybody, like, they have these beef jerky sticks.
Yeah, sure.
They bring around. Everybody snacked on it.
Really?
I've never seen it before. Now they still have it.
See, now it's allowed. So I guess things are turning around the other way now. When I was growing up, cake, cookies, that was called a snack. As you said, you snack outside the house. Meat, fish. That you eat in the house, outside the house.
Unless you say sushi.
That's what I wrote over here. I'm quoting myself again. Let me quote myself one more time. Bismaneinu basav dogim chamurim yos mipas kisten. Danoshim regilim lechol ugios bechad milimud ba'auto. Eating the sky in the car in the classroom. I was snacking on not my class, not my shechalila, but in other places. Yeah. Have a bus of a dog on the chol rak with bias of a chadar ochel. For the chutz beso. Im kein nira de chayov in Medina. That's what I said. I was mechav with Rabbi Sternbuch. I think it's very, very important. I quote myself again. Harbe b'nei adam ochlin bus of a dog on b'li pas l'sudas erif for supper. Kein nira de chayov in besukah Medina. Not only a chumrah. On the other hand, paskistan, cookies. Oh, it's a snack. So I would say you really maybe shouldn't make a leisha besukah on a paskistan. The old days was different. The He's to always have to wash for every meal. Tashel of Mine Dogan, they sometimes had it as a Suda. We have pasta, cereal, and they haven't mentioned Paskistin in the Shulchan Aruch or the Rush. And the Mishnah Berurah, it's more Chomer than Tavshil. It's like Pas Mamish. We could say the opposite. It's more Kalk, because it's a snack. It's a snack. To Narabosai, having said this, I want to come to the following fascinating thing. Listen carefully. Is everything quantitative? You mentioned, if you recall, on Thursday, there's a problem in the Gemara. Remember? Two or three kibbetzim. What do you mean two or three kibbetzim? Make up your mind. So what do we saw in the Chidush of Avodah Zarah Shaharowitz? Two doesn't mean two. It means 2.9, any less than three. And three doesn't mean three. It means 3.9 less than four. And it goes to the objective categories which are found elsewhere in Masechta Erevin, as we mentioned earlier. That's very nice. There's a Rambam, Rabosa. The two Rambams. These are, I don't know if you saw the Rambam comments yet. Two Rambams. Let's first see the Rambam in Yad HaChazaka. Then let's see the Pirush Mishnayos. Osur lechol suda chutz suka kol shiva. Elam ken ochal achidas aroi. Watch this now. Kibetza o pochos o yesemat. What's going on over here? What's going on? A kibetza? Or a little more or a little less? They say in America today, yeah, more or less. Well, more or less. Where's the precision of the halacha? More or less. Is it more or is it less? What's the shear? What the Rama mean? More or less. What does that mean? Take a look at the Bir Halacha, please. Open to your Mishnah Berurah. He quotes this Rambam briefly. The Bir Masel Kibetza. Look inside, please. Masel Kibetza. Okay. Avayosa Mat Choshev Keva. Then he writes in brackets, "Afilu acholon derech aroy shari tshuva." Not qualitative; it's quantitative. Rashi, Tosis, Rosh, Ran, the Kedutor, Berbe Rava, Lekalu, Shrak Shir Kbeitza. They may sabliya machzi also mi kbeitza. For lo kedas or Rambam veritz geus, da filu yose meat mi kbeitza, gam kedu bechal achilas aroy. So the Mishnah Berurah is aware of this Rambam Rabosai. But then the question becomes, well, what is it? Which one is it? Is it more? Is it less? What? Seems to me that the Rambam disagrees with the Be'er Halacha statement. It doesn't matter how you eat it. Right? He says, Afilu achon derech aroy. Shari tshuva. The Rambam disagrees. Open Rabosai to the Pirush Mishnayos. Please, Pirush Mishnayos, look inside, please. And these new Gemaras are usually before the right before the riff. Watch. Vachilas Aroy, it's there's no page number in this. I'm sorry to tell you. It's the first page of Pirush Masoram. Column 4. Halfway down. Vachilas Aroy who sheyochal adam shir muat. Lo yachshav all of the suda. So why do you eat it? Aval acholo litchos tavos what she yigma suda so chakach. Ki the time be rav ayel the kala. The whole purpose is to get rid of your hunger till you're busy till you go to the shiur by the Rebbe. The Rebbe can go longer and longer and you're salivating, your stomach is making noises and everything. You are. So to prevent that from happening, take a little snack. Just keep you going until later on. etc. Okay? Fine. So it's qualitative, Rabbi. Say it's not quantitative. It's qualitative. Is it Derech Haroi or is it Derech Keva? Now, the Bar Tanur learns Pshat in the Mishnah that way. Same way. And the Achronim say that the Mechav is not that way. I'll give you Pshat like this, Rabbi. Say. What does the Rabbi mean over here? Let's look inside. Let's give an honest reading. Watch. What's Achilas Haroi? Kibetza? O Pochus? O Yeser Ma'at? What does Yeser Ma'at mean? I told you before, we saw that with Lazar Moshe Horowitz. 2 means 2.9. 3 means 3.9. According to the Rambam, 1 is 1.9. Take a look, Rebos. Look at the Lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara is critical. Open the Gemara, Rebos. Look at the Gemara. Chof Vav Amar Aleph. Kamachidus Haroi, Rav Yosef, Tarte or Tlas Bey. 2 or 3. Omle Abaye, Zimna Sagin, Sagale Linish Behochi. So he says, Tom Rav. Which what's Tom Rav mean? 1. He holds 1. And what if Yosef said 2 or 3? What does it mean 2 or 3? So it seems as follows. Rav Yosef says 2 or 3 is considered to be Haroi. Abaye says it's Keva. Okay? Keva. It's the same way as we said before, according to Rabbi Elazar Moshe, that 2 means 2.9 and 3 means 3.9. According to Abaye, 1 could be 1.9. Anywhere between 1 and 1.9 will depend how you eat it. We saw in Perush Mishnayos. If you eat it b'derech keva, you'd be chayv in sukkah. If you eat it b'derech haroi, you're potter misukkah, Rabosai. You're potter misukkah. So what does that mean? You see, Rabosai, if it's kibetzah, it's potter no matter what. No matter what. How do you know no matter what? Look at the Barachov Zayin Amad Aleph. Refresh our memories. Chav Zayin Amad Aleph. Lema Tevitshuf to the Rav Yosef Abaye. Why? Because he ate it in the sukkah. The kasha against Rav Yosef and Abaye. What does that mean? Rav Bosai. Rav Tzodok. Did you hear his name on Tisha B'Av, Rav Tzodok? No. What were the things that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked for? Did he eat a lot? No, just one. He ate almost nothing. Right? So what did make a kasher Rabbi Tzadik? Rabbi Tzadik ate in the sukkah. Let's say, Rabbi Osai, that was his entire suda. That's all he ate. Shout like this. A kebetza is considered, or less, La halacha is considered aroi, no matter even that's your whole suit. 2 beitzim or more is kavua, no matter what. Between 1 and 2, it's a twilight zone, Rabosai. Between 1 and 2, if you eat it with derech keva, you chayim in sukkah. If you eat it with derech aroi, you're part of misukkah. This is Shita Saramba, Meridik. Meridik. And why did they mark up 2 beitzim or not? Because obviously there's some people who were koveh with 2 beitzim. Otherwise, Rabbi Yosef wouldn't have said the shir. No machlokes in the mitzvahs. So we understand it very well. What do you mean? Pochos yesem yad. Kibetzo pochos aroy al pi din. Yesem yad. If it's derech aroy, it's perishim mishnais. Now I'll tell you one more vort, which I have here, which it's very relevant. Rabosai, Minig Yisrael, people make Kiddush on Shabbos morning, and they have cake. And there's a problem. They eat so much stuff, it could become already a kviya suda. In my shul, I don't allow them to put out crackers for Kiddush. Why not? You have crackers with fish, with liver, with cholent, with who knows what they have, kugels. It's a whole meal. You have to wash and bench. Because the crackers have become what I call the centerpiece of the suda. So I saw in the Sefer called Birchas HaNedim by Rabbi Yechiel Michel Stern, who was a big Talmud Chacham of Yerushalayim. He suggests, you know, we can be given kula if you have a Kiddush in shul, you never have to bench. Because the Kiddush in shul, what do you mean? They're going to have a full suda later on. Doesn't quote any source, just says it. But if we're right, the Rambam said it. That's Pshat in the Gemara. Kiddush and Shul, at least in theory, is to fill you up till you get home to eat. Now there are some people who pig out. They get home to eat, they can't eat anything. I'm worried about their Shalom Bayis. But the average person has a little bit of restraint. Can't eat really, Rabbi Osai, can't eat really. Okay. Let's discuss the question of being machmer on oneself. So the Gemara is in Avchav Avam at Beis. Yes, sir.
On that point, the Rav of my shul, Rabbi Rosenbaum, he gave Shirin 5 minutes a day, and he did a segment on brachos. So he actually talked about Passover kissing, specifically Kiddush and washing. He said another reason to be mekil is that when you're eating Kiddush, it's like you're just walking around.
You don't sit down.
Yeah, it's like you're constantly walking around.
You don't sit down. It's not a kavius. Yeah, okay, so it's a similar, somewhat similar idea. Very nice. I like that. It's a good svar. Excellent. So the Gemara is over here, Chavam and Beis, in Baal, Ahach, Malasso, Machmer, Velesse, Mishum, Yuara. Why not? I told you the story on Thursday. It's not Merzik, it's Yuara Mamish. So why is it no Yuara? Open the back to the Maratz Chayas. You will have it in your Yalkut Mefarsh. Ayn Ramah, I haven't seen it. It's page, in my edition, it's page Yud Gimel, column 2 in the last paragraph. Ayn Ramah, Echel Sukkah Simen Tarlat, Kol Apotem and Adavah Oseh Nikre Hedget, Tzivu Shalmi. Spoke about that by Riches, that was, I think, Wednesday Shia, if I'm not mistaken. Mishnah Lo Yesh Lefnei Asapa, Heichi Rasho Nachmer Kan, Yesh Loma, Kmo Sh'orim P'sochem Dun Hei, the army, Melochu the Lesley, Lo merzik yuara ayin shom rabosai. A person decides he's not going to do malach on erev Pesach. Who are you? You're such a big tzaddik. He's unemployed. He's unemployed. He's a tzaddik. Unemployed. Right? No problem. Hachanami kan v'sukkah t'ika b'kviyas suda tayon ilsa kankel l'sharem is a yuara. Why? The aroa yomar t'ein zeh tima Rakviya mamish, odil meyochal od, uvichay gan lo shaych yura. Is there a shor lachmal? What a gevaldik pshat.
The Rishonim was talking about where Hamdech Chachamim wouldn't work on Erev
Pesach, and so you're making
yourself like a Talmud
Chachum.
That's
a sugya. That's a sugya. Okay, but I'm saying he's saying the Gaon. Oh, you know what? What day was the computer broken? On Wednesday. I never showed you all that good stuff. Oh. Did anybody look up the Shnos Aliyah? Anybody look at it? No one looked at it even? I was afraid of that. Come on, it's never too late. How am I going to find this comment on the Mishnah? First one of the Mishnahs? First year Mishnah, yeah? What? They don't have the Vilna Gaon? Come on. The Vilna Gaon didn't rank? Can't even show it to you. I have it. That's ridiculous. I want to show it to you. Can't show it to you. The Vilna Gaon said Shnos Aliyah that the Yerushalmi is Shalok. It's only a Havamina, if you recall. It's not the Maskana of Yerushalmi, he understands. And therefore, I never showed you the Yerushalmi. You never even saw that. Let's see Yerushalmi. Oh, that we can find. Oh, yeah, yeah, hold on. Let's find Talmud Yerushalmi. What was the Talmud Yerushalmi? What did I put you on the last sheet? What did it say? It was Perek Beis Halacha Ches? Was that what it said? Who remembers? Find what I'm looking for, we'll find it later on. If you can find out how I can get the Shnos Aliyo, I can show it to you. Okay, it's common if it's somewhere on here. Let me tell you the word. Repeat it. The Vilna Gaon said, if you do something which has meaning, then you're not a hedjot. If it has no meaning, then you're a hedjot. Obviously, the Baratz Chayes didn't learn that way. Because here it has meaning, obviously. Right? You're doing a mitzvah. Right. Take a look at Rabosai in the Bir Halacha, Tov Resh Lamates, Siv Zayin. We saw this once before, we'll see it again quickly. Hedyotos, one second. Hedyotos. What do we say, Hedyotos? Enem Kabel Schat, Loshnagos Mayan, if you recall. Zedavka Kshapot, the basic yeshiva. Shomim. If you put the Mishum Tircha and you come to the Sukkah, it's like drinking water. It's Mishubach. After you put them in Adin, because you get mitzvah points. It's Bedayik. From Kalapotim in the Sukkah, Ve'eno Yotze. Means you're Bishas Mishivasu as Potu. Okay, that's what it says. Rabosai, let's digress for a moment, because I only have a few more minutes to discuss the question of the Tilas Yadayim. Take a look, Rabosai, in the Ritva. I'll find you the exact spot in a second. We had the Ritva before, did we not? Watch. Quotes the Mishnah. The boy pours me a beza. Look, what? Why pours a beza? Shem netzilas yadayim birchas hamazon. The kibetz boy netzilas yadayim ubirchas hamazon. For that hilchos the kavah say bechodo minayu. That feel the kazayis boy bracha. He says, "Who adin netzilas yadayim lechulin." He passes halacha lemaisa. You do netzilas yadayim. Even for a kazayis, same as benching. I have told it was a kohen. They ochel chula b'taras truma. Karmel and hasim b'mesechus chulin. The tiyum of mapal ochel truma lo tiyum mapal ochel chulin. The b'truma is here trailer the cheshit tzeg b'pas. If it came and she came, for the olsim b'kabesa, I told you to that. Bottom line is, he passed against halacha l'mais the ritva, even a kazayis. I asked you to see the footnote. I'm not sure you saw the footnote yet. You need to teach the daim lechulin, even on a kazayis. Okay, this is what he quotes over here in the Ritva, in the footnote number 366. Okay, he says, you know what else says that way? Shitas rivov. Rabos, you have a shitas. It's printed in our Gemara, it's on the side of the riff. Take a look. The rivov. Come, let's look it up. Find it. go. Yeah, it's page Lamed in my print. Was the old print? Who has the old print of the Rif? Anybody? Nobody. Okay, so I should stop bothering at the other page of the old print. No one has the old print. Is everybody? A computer has the old print. So it says Yud Aleph in the old print. I'm not sure if you have a revav either. Here it says as follows: okay. The Ferish Arivav. Okay? Very important to see. So the Arivav says. Fine. Everyone see it? It's on the right side. It goes, Arivav goes down. Hope you see it there. That's what it says. Does anyone disagree? Footnote goes on and says, the Rokeach. Ochel Poch Mikabetza. Yitla misafek v'lo yivarech. The mechaber passes that way, and says the goyin, the Vilna Gaon in Shulchan Aruch, what's the rokeach safek? Says kibetz a boy in the tila, is Rav Tzadik l'tamei, that Birchas Hamazon, Rabbi Yehuda requires kibetz by the tila too. Avol adidan, the kaimel k'Rav Meir, the kazayas sagi, don't do the tila. Oh no, and Rav Meir agrees. Why? Ain mitame beporos mikabetza lo boy natilas yadayim rabosai. You all know in Hilchos Tumah a kabetza plays a role. Like, I'm not going to learn Hilchos Tumah now, but you must have learned it somewhere. A kabetza plays a role. So that's the suffix. That's what it says. Okay, that's what it says. Halacha lemaisa, the pashup shot is we should follow the vaday of all the rishonim against the suffix of the rokeach. That's what the Gra says. Kazayis is enough. To make even the Gra says even with the bracha. The Mechaber says, I'll show it to you inside. We have another just a few minutes. Watch. Yesh misha omed and eno ochel kvachos mikabetza yitul yodav lo yavarch. It's a yesh omed. It's rokeach based on our gemara. What are the mafarshim? Let's see what the Vilna Gaon says. Birak ra. Rokeach quotes our gemara of tzaddik. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like a mayor. But not even Rabbi Meir agrees. Tiyas Yadayim. It's not Matame. It's Mekabel Tuma. Right? B'mashu. You know where he quotes it from? Tosas Sukkah Chavavim at base. Which I not ask you to see because it's so long. And it's primarily not Aranya. Look it up. Taras. Kevin de Medor Reis and Mekabel Tuma. Shabbos Tadayav, Salam Lam Gimel. Fine. Mashkosim v'gad Avraham she tosas aran sukkah cholkan al zeh means tosas anal ran and then movingly to the truma v'adei afil kol shu bo netilas yudayim posim as a truma etc. Don't be right from truma. I'm talking about chulin. See, he doesn't see why the rise arise. He doesn't think it's a good rise. Nonetheless, says God, it sounds like you have to even kazayas would be enough. And let's take a look at back to Shulchan Aruch one second to see what the later Mefarshim say about this. See Mishnah Berurah. Tumah Pahos Rebeh Seh Mitzchah Mah Tumah D'Raisa V'gam Ha'atil Do Gozru. Or no, Birchas HaMazon Lo Plug. So don't make a brach, says the Shah Tzion. Agra answered the Magen Avraham Kasha. Grow up Asmo, Shia Kazais, Tila, Medina Ubi Bracha. The Vilna Gaon himself said you would make a bracha. hard for me to pass on anything. Take a look at Rabosai here in the Ran. It's one last source. Rabosai, the Ran. It's page Lamed Aleph in our print. Watch this. Reb Tzoy was a Kohen, Taras Truma. Okay? That's what he says. So the Rana says talking about Truma. Therefore, it's nothing to do with Chulin. Nothing to do with Chulin. Nothing to do with Chulin. Reb Osai, a question. Yeah, now we're out of time. Stop here, Reb Osai. We'll stop you, Bishop. Tomorrow I'll give you the. I'll try to give you a buzz comment to fix up the environment, of course.
Yeah.
All right, and then we'll have better. Sorry, it was a little bit incomplete today. Okay, we'll actually print it out. You know. Okay.
What did Hanina Ben Leisa do? Never make the sukkah?
I was not going to something.